Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants are Santosh Tiwari, Economic Analyst, and Nishit Kumar, Anchor.
The Cabinet, in its meeting today, took many decisions in advancement of Viksit Bharat program vision and also Atmanirbharta. And to discuss more about it, today we are joined in by noted economic analyst Santosh Tiwari. Santosh ji, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nishit.
Mr. Tiwari, let's begin with the Union Cabinet approval of the Mission for Atmanirbharta in Pulses for 2025-26 to 2030-31. We all know Pulses for India, especially for the vegetarian people over here, how important it is. And also, we have been importing Pulses from all over. Now, this push for Atmanirbharta, how do you see this?
It's a very critical step and at the right moment, because this was needed for quite some time. And as you know, that India is the largest producer of pulses and also the largest consumer of pulses. What has happened that with the enhancement of income levels and also the way we look at our food today in India, which has changed quite a lot, pulses have become an important ingredient in everybody's food habit. And to that extent, we needed enhancement in production also in the country, which has not happened, sadly. And there was a need to support this. There was a need to bring in a policy or a bleed framework to enhance production in India. And why this is necessary? Because, as you said, that in last few years, we have started importing pulses and it has grown as much as, you know, 15 to 20% in the last few years every year. Now, what it does is that you spend precious foreign exchange in importing pulses. And then what it also does is that you are not providing that kind of an ecosystem to your farmers where they can raise their income. Now, what this scheme does, which has a span of 6 years, as you said, 2025-26 to 2030-31, what it does is that it takes care of all the issues, problems, and improvements that are required in the whole of production chain of pulses. So it starts with research for seeds. So you are spending on research for seeds where you can provide your farmers better seeds. And once these improved seeds are there, which can provide better productivity to you, then you have a system, then you have a mechanism in place under this scheme to provide those seeds to the farmers in an efficient way. And once those seeds are there with the farmers, then all sorts of help that are required for utilization of those seeds to enhance production of pulses, that is also there. So that's another part of your production chain. Right. Simultaneously, what is required is that you need more space, more basically arable land or more land to cultivate pulses also. That is also there under the scheme that the government will ensure that more and more land comes under pulses cultivation. Right. Now, once the cultivation happens, then the problem with the farmer is that of procurement. Who will procure that? So unless until you have a set procurement mechanism, farmers are not basically remunerated in the right manner. Now, government has come out under this scheme, a proper mechanism where the procurement of pulses will be done by the government agencies and farmers will have to register for that. With this, what happens is that if you do not have this processing facilities or infrastructure for pulses, then obviously wastes do happen. And to take care of that also, government has come out with a subsidy mechanism where it will support processing units to come up and help those people who would come up with those processing units. In totality, what this will do is, this whole scheme will do is that it will enhance your productivity of pulses in the country. It will remunerate farmers in the right way. It will equip farmers in the right way in terms of enhancing productivity of pulses in the country. It will equip the whole ecosystem of cultivation to procurement to marketing to price realization of the pulses ecosystem in the country to act or to basically do things in the manner where ultimately farmers get benefited, environment gets benefited, and the overall economy gets benefited, and country basically succeeds in saving the precious foreign exchange that we are right now spending in importing pulses. So overall, if you look at this scheme takes care of a great need, a big need of Indian agriculture in a very effective way.
Absolutely. Mr. Tiwari, you talked about procurement at all. Continuing in the same vein, the cabinet also approved the minimum support price for Rabi crop for marketing season 2026-27. But before we discuss any further about it, let's listen to the Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, what he says about this.
रबी सीजन की एमएसपी बढ़ाने से टोटल 84,263 करोड़ रुपीस हमारे किसान भाइयों के मेहनत के इसमें जाएंगे। आप जानते हैं कि इसका एक प्रॉपर मैकेनिज्म है सीएसीपी, कमीशन फॉर एग्रीकल्चर कॉस्ट एंड प्राइसेस। सीएसीपी की रिकमेंडेशन आई और जो रबी सीजन के 6 बड़े क्रॉप्स हैं, वीट, बार्ले, ग्राम, लेंटिल, रेपसीड, मस्टर्ड और सनफ्लावर, इन सब में जो कमिटमेंट है कॉस्ट से मिनिमम 50% अधिक होना, उस कमिटमेंट को ध्यान में रखते हुए ये नए एमएसपी आज अप्रूव हुए हैं। टोटल एस्टिमेटेड प्रोक्योरमेंट रबी सीजन का 297 लाख मेट्रिक टन एस्टिमेट किया गया है, करीब 300 लाख मेट्रिक टन, और करीब 84,263 करोड़ रुपीस विल बी बेसिकली द अमाउंट पेड टू फार्मर्स इन द रबी।
So, Mr. Tiwari, how do you see this MSP push kind of facilitating or kind of helping out the farmers more and obviously the economy?
Yeah, so with favorable monsoon, Anishit, what will happen with the help of this MSP fixation is that, as Minister said, that it has been decided by the government that the weighted average cost of production, the price which the MSP will ensure to the farmers, is 1.5 times the weighted average cost of production of farmers. What it does is that whenever government revises price of MSP based on this formula, and with favorable monsoon, as I said, what it does is that the farmers are now quite certain of what they would be getting. It remunerates farmer in the way farmers would be enthused to go and do cultivation. And MSP has been a good vehicle to ensure all this and overall benefiting the agriculture production, which is going in the right direction right now.
Right, Mr. Tiwari, the cabinet also approved the opening of 57 new Kendriya Vidyalayas, KVS that is, under the civil sector across the country with an outlay of more than 5,862 crore rupees. Let's listen into the minister what he said about it.
अब तक करीब देश में 1288 केंद्रीय विद्यालय चल रही हैं, 14 लाख स्टूडेंट्स हैं देश भर में। इसको और आगे बढ़ाने के लिए 57 न्यू केंद्रीय विद्यालय खोले जाएंगे और इसमें 20 ऐसे हैं जो जिन जिलों में एक भी केंद्रीय विद्यालय नहीं है उनमें 20 जोड़े गए हैं। 14 केंद्रीय विद्यालय ऐसे हैं जो एस्पिरेशनल डिस्ट्रिक्ट में आकांक्षी जिलों में है और 4 केंद्रीय विद्यालय लेफ्ट विंग, अब तो वैसे भी एलडब्ल्यूई खत्म होने वाला जल्दी, लेकिन पुराना जो क्लासिफिकेशन था उसके हिसाब से एलडब्ल्यूई जिलों में थी, और हिली एरिया और नॉर्थ ईस्टर्न रीजन में 5 केंद्रीय विद्यालय खोले जाए। 87,000 स्टूडेंट्स को इसका बेनिफिट मिलेगा और 4,600 एडिशनल टीचर पोस्ट इससे क्रिएट होगी, जो की बहुत बेनिफिट एम्प्लॉयमेंट में भी आएगा। 5,863 करोड़ रुपए का इन्वेस्टमेंट आएगा इसमें, कैपेक्स 2,586 करोड़ और ऑपेक्स रहेगा 3,277 करोड़ रुपीज का।
So, Mr. Tiwari, how do you see this opening of new 57 Kendriya Vidyalayas, especially for the education sector, of course?
Kendriya Vidyalayas have proved to be an effective model for the whole country, you know, to provide quality education to across the board. You know, this is for central government employees, the government employees, kids of government employees, but you would see and everybody's experience is that Kendriya Vidyalaya has succeeded in bringing in, with government support obviously, to bring in good quality education across the country. And expansion of the Kendriya Vidyalaya system, obviously, especially, you know, I would mention that after the implementation of national education policy, Kendriya Vidyalayas are seen as model schools. The expansion, the way Minister explained, is taking Kendriya Vidyalayas to the areas where it is needed now. So obviously, more and more expansion of Kendriya Vidyalayas is ensuring that your model school ecosystem is going across the board in the country, and also it is being developed in the areas where it is required now.
And also providing the push in education and research, the cabinet approved phase 3 of the biomedical research career program, that is BRCP. And let's listen into the Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw what he said.
Pradhan Mantri ji ki is aitihasik teesri term mein, one of the first policies approved was of bio E3. So biomedical, biosciences, biotechnology, ye ek bada area ubhar ke nikal ke aa raha hai. इसीलिए इस एरिया में बहुत ध्यान दिया जा रहा है। करीब करीब 100 से अधिक देशों को आज हम वैक्सीन एक्सपोर्ट करते हैं। ऑल दिस इज पॉसिबल बिकॉज ऑफ द ह्यूज एम्फेसिस गिवन ऑन बायोसाइंसेस, और इस एम्फेसिस को और आगे बढ़ाते हुए बीआरसीपी बायोमेडिकल रिसर्च करियर प्रोग्राम, यानी बायोमेडिकल में रिसर्च टैलेंट डेवलप करना, वर्ल्ड क्लास साइंटिफिक टैलेंट डेवलप करना, उनको सपोर्ट करना, उसके लिए ये प्रोग्राम क्रिएट किया गया है। अब तक इस प्रोग्राम में 2,388 करोड़ रुपीस का इन्वेस्टमेंट किया गया है फर्स्ट और सेकंड फेज में, और आज जो थर्ड फेज अप्रूव हुआ है उसका 1,500 करोड़ रुपीस का है।
Mr. Tiwari, the first phase of this BRCP was encapsulated sometime around 17-18 years back, and now continuing in the same vein, and this push for phase 3, how important is this?
This is one of the biggest forward-looking schemes of the government, you know, in terms of doing what is required to improve research and innovation ecosystem in the country. Biomedical science is very, very important in developing new age industry in India, taking care of the needs of health and also the kind of medicinal development and research and innovation that is required in the country to take the country to top in the world in this area. So what this phase three is looking at is clearly, and these are through research fellowship, collaborative grants are given. The research management program, they are pan-India programs across the country. And this phase three will drive scientific excellence, which means research and innovation in a very critical area. They will develop skills also, which are required. Collaboration, knowledge exchange, everything will be ensured. There are 2,000 students who will be covered. You will get, the results would include, you're generating high impact, patentable discoveries, which is very, very critical for the country today. Apart from developing a research and innovation ecosystem, which will produce scientists and researchers who would take the country to the next level in terms of biomedical research. And overall, in totality, these kind of schemes are path breakers in developing research and innovation ecosystem in any country.
Definitely.
And we should
definitely
see this scheme also like that.
Definitely. We saw how India became the vaccine capital of the world during the pandemic. This was only possible because of this. Mr. Tiwari, another very important decision that the cabinet took today was the widening and improvement of the existing highway to 4-lane of Kalibor-Numaligarh section of NH-715 in Assam. Of course, this push would kind of also conserve the environment over there, and also it facilitates the movement, safety and overall conservation of the wildlife as well over there. Your comments on this?
This kind of highways development or this kind of infrastructure development, when you start doing, it shows the maturity where our infrastructure development is going right now. You are taking care of wildlife, you are taking care of industrial needs, you are taking care of your tourism needs, you are taking care of the congestion that happens in a where it needs to be reduced. So if you see, it is connecting Guwahati to your Numaligarh. Numaligarh is an industrial place where you have refineries and industries are there. And then you have Guwahati. In between, you have Kaziranga National Park. With regard to tourism, it is a very important destination for India. So what you are doing is that you are developing this stretch in a very systematic manner and taking care of the implementation of wildlife-friendly measures for the Kaziranga National Park also. When you develop this kind of program or a project, then when you see it, infrastructure development with inclusivity, with, you know, sustainability, all those things are there in this project. So we should look at it like that.
Absolutely. Lastly, Mr. Tiwari, the cabinet approval of additional installment of 3% dearness allowance to central government employees and dearness relief to pensioner, now it has been hiked to 58%. Now, with the relief in the income tax and also the GST cut now and the festive season, of course, on now, the things could haven't been more better for the citizens of the country. How do you see this?
On top of GST relief, which is there everywhere, you know, after 22nd of September and whatever is there, you know, in terms of income tax relief, now central government employees and pensioners getting DA in this festive season, obviously, as you said, is going to be a good one, you know, which they have been waiting.
And also let's listen into the union minister, what he had to say about this.
हमारे सभी केंद्रीय कर्मचारियों को पेंशनर्स को बधाई 1/7/2025 से डीए और डियरनेस रिलीफ 58% हो जाएगा यानी 3% बढ़ा और करीब करीब 49 लाख एम्प्लॉयज और 69 लाख पेंशनर्स को इसका सीधा लाभ मिलेगा देश भर में बहुत ही अच्छा इसका इम्पैक्ट रहेगा टोटल करीब करीब 10,084 करोड़ रुपीज पर ईयर एक्स्ट्रा मिलेगा हमारे सभी केंद्रीय कर्मचारियों को प्लस पेंशनर्स को.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tiwari, for having joined us and put in your words so succinctly and so very nicely for our benefit of our listeners.
Thank you.
You are listening to a discussion on Union Cabinet Decisions. The participants were Santosh Tiwari, Economic Analyst, and Nishit Kumar, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044. Spotlight.